local and national news, sports and pop culture, with traffic and weather on the fives, and your texts. It's Pensacola, right now.
All right, absolutely loaded on a Thursday. It is Pensacola Right Now with Joe and Austin on News Radio Pensacola. Informative, local, and dependable. Thanks so much for tuning in and making us part of your drive home each and every day. We certainly appreciate it. The text line 850-437-1620, getting your reaction throughout the show today to the verdict in Donald Trump's criminal hush money trial. If you were tuning in at all during hour number one, we had live coverage here through the 4 o'clock hour as Donald Trump found guilty of all 34 counts in his criminal hush money trial. That, of course, our lead top story today.
This was a rigged, disgraceful trial. The real verdict is going to be November 5th by the people. And they know what happened here, and everybody knows what happened here.
And the jury found him guilty on all counts. He could face 4 years in prison, depending on the judge's sentence. That's happening on July 11th. The judge does have the discretion to reduce the sentence to a fine, probation, or supervision. And Trump's legal team certainly will appeal the verdict. The Manhattan DA, Alvin Bragg, is set to address the media at around 5:30. So we will monitor that and carry his comments live here later on this hour. Also on our top three stories, a top Israeli official says the war in Gaza will probably last another 7 months. A national security advisor making the claim on public radio, saying they expect another 7 months of combat to achieve the destruction of the military and governing capabilities of both Hamas and the Islamic Jihad. And in Texas, nearly 180,000 people still without power after severe storms went through the state over the weekend. Power outages, again, expected to be a multi-day issue. 516 texter saying traffic backed up on, all the way through Gulf Breeze onto the 3 Mile Bridge. I think Austin's been all over that this afternoon. I think Davis Highway still having some slowdowns, right, because of some malfunctioning traffic lights. Is that what we're still seeing?
Yes. Well, for starters, let me say that this traffic and weather update is brought to you by Executive Landscaping. Call us today for all of your commercial and premium landscaping needs. But yes, Joe, we do have some minor congestion at the intersection of Brent Lane and North Davis still. And we do have some if you're traveling northbound on North Davis, just past Creighton Road. That's where the flashing lights were going on. But it's nothing too severe. And beyond that, it's Pine Forest Road traveling northbound towards 9 Mile. Gulf Breeze Parkway still has a little bit if you're traveling northbound towards Softly Field Road. And yeah, Gulf Breeze Parkway. If you are traveling eastbound towards the Oriole Beach area, you are going to be backed up well onto 3 Mile Bridge. That was giving us trouble all the first hour.
No report of any accidents, right?
This is not just from what I've seen. No. Right. So I don't know what's going on there. We also have some backups on Avalon Boulevard. This is if you're traveling southbound and approaching Gulf Breeze Parkway. No confirmation of an accident there either. Then it's going to be Navarre Parkway traveling westbound towards Highway 87 and Caroline Street traveling westbound coming over Blackwater River.
All right. Also getting texts that traffic signals that were malfunctioning on Brent Lane now working. So
good.
There's
right.
That update. A few local headlines to get to. In the Channel 3 update there, heard a snippet from Milton Mayor Heather Lindsay, of course, following her resignation as the assistant city attorney for the city of Pensacola. So they said that they'll have much more from her, as well as a response from Representative and Milton City Attorney Alex Andrade, of course, talking about the lawsuit in which Andrade alleges that Lindsay has not been providing the public records request that that Andrade has asked for. Lindsay also, interestingly enough, here in the story, Channel 3, says that the city of Pensacola was the one who initiated the conversations about her resigning. That is a something that we asked the mayor, D.C. Reeves, about yesterday. And, of course, he said, hey, we're not commenting on personnel actions or resignations or anything like that. We're letting her resignation letter speak for itself. But Lindsay saying it was the city who went to her and said, hey, if you're going to represent the city as an assistant city attorney, you probably shouldn't be involved in lawsuits about, hey, you're not providing public records requests and breaking the law. So that update from the Mayor Heather Lindsay. So we'll see what she has to say about that coming up here at 6 o'clock. A few other things. Scambia County Commissioner Jeff Ragosh won't face any investigations over concerns over possible sunshine violations. And the Scambia County grand jury earlier this month returning a no true bill, meaning that no probable cause was found to determine whether a crime was committed. 5:20, taking a break there. State and national news coming up next on Pensacola Right Now.
Here's today's Strength for Life with Johnson.
Judge not that ye be not judged. Consider with me what that really means. That phrase is not a command against us, but in contrast, Matthew 7, 1 through 6 is a command to judge properly. It's so easy to find fault in others, but the first rule of proper judgment is to consider and address your own faults. The second rule is to be sure that your judgments are clear and not clouded by a self-serving carnal agenda. Thirdly, don't waste your judgments on people who won't value them. For example, if you have a very valuable pearl necklace and you cast it into a pig pen, that would be foolish because the pigs don't understand the worth of the pearls. In the same way, you should be cautious with where you cast your valuable Bible-based judgments. So judge wisely.
That was James C. Johnson. He serves as the pastor of Northstone Baptist Church in Pensacola, Florida. For more Strength for Life, please visit our website, strengthforlife.church.
Delicious seafood is what you'll find at Davis Catfish House. Davis Catfish serves only the best Mississippi catfish, fresh Gulf seafood, and delicious homemade sides. Weekday specials include two times Tuesday, six free shrimp added to the six-piece dinner. Wednesdays offer lunch basket specials. And everybody's favorite, Shrimp-tastic Thursday, $5 off all-you-can-eat shrimp. Serving fresh seafood daily, visit David's Catfish House on Dogwood Drive in Milton. See you at David's.
Think identity theft won't happen to you? Think again. There's a new victim every 3 seconds in the U.S., over 15 million this year alone, and many don't even know they're victims. LifeLock alerts you to identity threats you could miss even when you monitor your credit. If your identity's stolen, a dedicated U.S.-based restoration specialist will work to fix it. No one can prevent all identity theft, but everyone can save up to 25% their first year with my name, Clay, as the promo code at LifeLock.com.
The Pensacola housing real estate market has been crazy the past few years. How to know when to buy or sell? You'll need an expert to help. Tune in to the Pensacola Expert Panel tomorrow at 9 and hear real estate expert Christina Leavenworth with the Levin Rinke Realty discuss current real estate conditions. That's tomorrow morning at 9 on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
My husband, Alex Hussey, was hit by an IED in Afghanistan.
I was point man on foot patrol, and I stopped on the bomb. Lost my legs and left hand in an explosion.
And he suffered a severe traumatic brain injury.
As America's veterans face challenges, DAV is there.
There are so many mountains to climb, and we do it together.
With the right support, more veterans can reach victories great and small.
Seeing Alex learning how to snow ski, that's life-changing.
DAV provides a lifetime of support to veterans of every generation, helping more than a million veterans each year.
Alex did it. He skied down this mountain. That's something he won't forget.
With the right support, there are no limits.
To see him on that slope and smiling like that, we'll be taking this home.
This has meant so much. Thank you, DAV.
Alex Hussey, thank you for your service. Support more victories for veterans. Go to DAV.org.
This message is sponsored by the Florida A&M University Medical Marijuana Education and Research Initiative, the Florida Association of Broadcasters, and this radio station.
Mary on Demand is live. Start your marijuana education journey today and learn more with Mary on Demand. Take the self-guided education series at your own pace. You'll decide what you'd like to learn and when. Visit mary.famu.edu to learn more. That's mmeri.famu.edu. Mary, educate, learn, talk.
All the big national news in a conversation with Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins from 11 till 2 on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Kind of reminds me of the Beavis and Butthead theme song. You're listening to Pensacola right now on News Radio Pensacola, just about 525 here. We'll get another quick check at the roads and weather. Pine Forest Road traveling northbound towards 9 Mile and southbound approaching I-10. Got problems going both ways there, but nothing too severe. Gulf Breeze Parkway has congestion. If you are traveling eastbound towards the Oriole Beach area, you're going to be backed up well onto 3 Mile Bridge. Avalon Boulevard traveling southbound approaching Gulf Breeze Parkway. That's going to cause you some pretty severe issues as well at this time. No confirmation of an accident there, though. Then Navarre Parkway traveling westbound towards Highway 87, still dealing with some backup similarly to as we've seen before. And then it's Caroline Street traveling westbound, coming over Blackwater River and heading into downtown Milton.
All right, thank you. Here's Alan Strom with the forecast.
Tonight, the weather will be partly cloudy with overnight lows mainly in the low 70s. Very little chance for rain on Friday, though an isolated shower may pop up. High temps will be in the upper 80s. Now, for the weekend, everything changes. We have high rain chances, or at least a little on the high side for Saturday at 60%. So look for some scattered thunderstorms, and then the rain chance on Sunday is 50%. I'm meteorologist Alan Strom with your first warning WEAR News weather forecast.
All right, thank you. Looking at our state headlines today, Florida Congresswoman Debbie Wasserman Schultz says thanks to climate change, storms are intensifying much quicker, so a tropical storm could become a Cat 3 hurricane within 60 hours.
That quickening intensity makes it much more important that people get prepared well in advance before we even know about the onset of a storm.
And she says your hurricane prep kit should be stocked with 5 days worth of supplies. And, of course, NOAA is predicting an above-average season with a range of 17 to 25 named storms, 8 to 13 hurricanes.
And a new study is breaking down how Floridians feel about the upcoming hurricane season, speaking of which. A survey recently conducted by AAA shows more than 27% of residents say they would ignore evacuation warnings as severe weather is moving in. The majority of those surveyed say they would not leave their homes unless the system was at least a Category 3. The main reasons for people wanting to stay are to fix potential property damage and because they simply don't know where to go.
A law will soon go into effect benefiting Floridians who are looking to buy a new home. Governor DeSantis signed 9 bills yesterday, including one that'll require people selling their residential properties to disclose past flooding incidents. The measure will make sellers fill out a form stating whether they have filed insurance claims or received federal assistance related to flooding, and that law goes into effect in October.
And officials in the Everglades are announcing the upcoming Florida Python Challenge.
Registration's open today. The challenge will run from August 9th through the 19th. And during those 10 days, both professional and novice participants are invited to compete and to remove these pythons from the Florida Everglades.
Organizers say the challenge is a way to kill the evasive pythons in a humane fashion. More than $25,000 in cash prizes are up for grabs for contest winners, with a $10,000 grand prize. The state is also spending more than $6 billion on Everglades restoration.
A jury finding the alleged leader of a doomsday cult, that's Chad Daybell, guilty of killing his wife's 2 children and his former wife.
In regards to count 1 of the amended indictment, is Chad Guy Daybell not guilty or guilty of conspiracy to commit first-degree murder of Tylee Ryan and grand theft by deception? Guilty.
Last year, his wife, Lori Vallo Daybell, was also found guilty of the 3 murders and sentenced to life in prison in a separate trial.
And President Biden will mark the 80th anniversary of D-Day in Normandy, France next week. Of course, anniversary is a week from today. Biden will deliver remarks and meet with American veterans and their family members to honor the landing of Allied troops in Normandy during World War II. The invasion was on June 6, 1944, and marked the beginning of the liberation of Europe from Nazi Germany from the West.
North Korea launching 10 short-range ballistic missiles into the Sea of Japan. South Korean officials condemned today's launch and promised to respond to any provocation, hopefully with K-pop music. More of that, please. In Japan, where some missiles reportedly landed inside the nation's exclusive economic zone, Prime Minister Fumio Kishida called the launches a violation of UN Security Council resolutions. So I guess North Korea stepping up their game from balloons carrying excrement to ballistic missiles.
Yeah, I think they skipped quite a few steps there. House Republicans want access to Anthony Fauci's private emails and cell phone records. A subcommittee investigating the origins of the COVID-19 pandemic is scheduled to hear testimony from Fauci on Monday. The panel is seeking communications related to the Wuhan Institute of Virology and the origins of the pandemic and Fauci's personal email and cell phone records. Lawmakers say new evidence suggests he may have used his personal accounts to communicate about official government business related to the pandemic.
Wall Street closing with stocks sharply lower. At the closing bell, the Dow Jones Industrial Average fell by 330 points to 38,111. The S&P 500 down 31 to 5,235. And the NASDAQ lost 183 points to 16,737. Recapping the day's top stories, of course, the big story is Donald Trump, the former president, becoming the first former or sitting president found guilty in a criminal trial. Guilty on all counts, 34 in his criminal hush money trial, scheduled to be sentenced July 11th. And he gave a statement right before leaving the courtroom.
This was a rigged, disgraceful trial. The real verdict is going to be November 5th by the people. And they know what happened here, and everybody knows what happened here.
Any minute now, Manhattan DA Alvin Bragg is scheduled to speak. We'll see if we can hop on that when we return on Pensacola Right Now, News Radio Pensacola.
This is a Fox News alert. Former President Trump guilty on all 34 counts in his hush money trial. The jury convicted him on falsifying business records in connection to payments made to keep adult film star Stormy Daniels quiet about their alleged encounter. After the verdict, the former president said,
"The real verdict is going to be November 5th by the people. And they know what happened here, and everybody knows what happened here."
But Fox's C.B. Cotton says there could be an appeal.
He would have 30 days to file a notice of appeal to New York's appellate division. There, Trump's legal team would likely request that any punishment be put on hold while the appeals process plays out.
The sentencing is expected to come up on July 11th. This has been a Fox News alert. Former President Trump guilty on 34 counts.
I'm Jim Chesko with Your Money Now. U.S. Steel and Japan's Nippon Steel are a step closer to combining. The companies today said they have received all regulatory approvals outside of the United States for their proposed $14.9 billion merger. The steelmakers now need to secure an approval in the U.S., where the deal is facing regulatory scrutiny and increasing political opposition, including from President Joe Biden. Boeing has been told it won't be allowed to increase 737 MAX production just yet. Officials of the jet maker today met with U.S. regulators about the company's efforts to deal with safety issues. The Federal Aviation Administration announcing that its enhanced oversight of Boeing will continue for several more months. Boeing shares ended fractionally higher today. Another rough day for investors overall, the Dow Jones Industrial Average tumbling another 330 points. The S&P 500 eased 31 points today, while the tech-heavy NASDAQ Composite skidded 183, or 1.1%. That's Your Money.
This is Zach Gelb with the Sports Minute. Miami Dolphins wide receiver Jalen Waddle just signed a three-year contract extension worth nearly $85 million. Tua Tagovailoa enters this season with Waddle, Tyreek Hill, Odell Beckham Jr., Raheem Mostert, and Devon Achane. There are no more excuses for Miami. Just making the playoffs isn't good enough. It's time for the Dolphins to take that next step, and until I see them do it, I'll continue to think this team will come up short. I'm Zach Gelb.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
Welcome to AutoZone. What are you working on today? Brakes? We can save you 15% on that. We have OE quality Duralast brake pads and rotors in stock, ready for pickup or delivery. We also have calipers, brake fluid, tools, and anything else you'll need to do the job right. When you get Duralast pads and rotors together, you'll save 15%. It's just part of what makes us America's number one brakes destination.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
life insurance. Why are you putting it off? Can't afford it? Too much hassle? Think you don't need it? There's lots of excuses for putting off life insurance. But if you weren't there, who would pay the mortgage and other bills? With Ethos, you could be covered in 10 minutes and boom, family protected. Ethos, fast and easy online term life insurance. Up to $2 million in coverage with no medical exam. Some policies as low as a dollar a day. Answer a few health questions and get your free quote at GetEthos.com. That's GetEthos.com.
What's on your to-do list? Pick up groceries? Water your plants? How about getting vaccinated? We can help you check that off.
You've got this.
The Aging and Disability Vaccination Collaborative, powered by U.S. Aging, has partnered with community providers to make getting vaccinated your easiest to-do.
You've got this.
With local vaccine events, access to transportation, in-home vaccinations, and on-site healthcare consultations, protecting yourself and your loved ones is not a chore anymore. So if you're age 60 plus or a person with a disability, get your yearly dose of confidence today.
You've got this.
Because we've got you. A message from the Aging and Disability Vaccination Collaborative, powered by U.S. Aging. Learn more at yougotthis.usaging.org.
You've got this.
Funded by the U.S. Administration for Community Living through a grant to U.S. Aging. This does not necessarily represent the views of ACL or the U.S. government.
Chris Domine is a husband and a father. Chris is an athlete. Chris is even an Ironman. But 10 years ago, Chris was facing a very different story because his kidneys were failing.
Basically, the doctor said, if you don't get a kidney transplant and if you don't do dialysis, you are going to die.
Fortunately, Chris received a second chance at life, made possible by an organ donor.
You know, your well-being changes from loss of hope to better times ahead.
More than 100 million people in America are registered organ, eye, and tissue donors. People of every age and ethnicity, because they believe it's the right thing to do. Imagine what you can make possible by leaving behind the gift of life. Learn more and sign up as an organ, eye, and tissue donor. Go to organdonor.gov. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Health Resources and Services Administration.
Whether you want to start your education or advance your career, Pensacola State College is the place for you. Join the 92% of Pensacola State College students who graduate loan-free and select from over 100 programs, ranging from career certificates to baccalaureate degrees. In addition, Pensacola State has over 300 scholarships to choose from, including cybersecurity. Registration for the summer and fall semester is now open. Go to PensacolaState.edu. That's PensacolaState.edu. Go here, get there.
News Radio Pensacola has you covered no matter where you are or how you like to listen. Tune into our frequencies on 92.3 FM, 95.3 FM, and AM 1620 for the latest breaking news, local updates, and in-depth analysis. Can't be near a radio? No problem. Stream us live on our website or through our convenient app. Available for download on your mobile device. Plus, with our smart device integration, you can ask your virtual assistant to play News Radio 92.3 and we'll be right there with you. It's News Radio Pensacola.
Pensacola right now on News Radio Pensacola. It's a little bit past 5:35 here. We'll get another quick check of the roads and weather. Let's see here. Pine Forest Road traveling northbound towards 9 Mile. Got some backups in that area. Same if you're traveling southbound on Pine Forest towards I-10. Outside of that, it's just some backups on Gulf Beach Highway if you're traveling westbound towards Fairfield Drive. Now, getting out of Pensacola, we still have several issues in Gulf Breeze. If you are coming over 3 Mile Bridge approaching the Gulf Breeze area, we still got some backups that are bleeding onto the bridge there. As you pass Gulf Breeze High School and start traveling eastbound towards the Oriole Beach area, we've got a lot of congestion over there still. And Avalon Boulevard, if you're traveling southbound towards Gulf Breeze Parkway, we've still got some pretty heavy congestion there that hasn't seemed to lessen since it showed up at the top of this hour. Then it's going to be Navarre Parkway traveling westbound towards Highway 87. And I was going to say Caroline Street traveling westbound over Blackwater River, but that appears to just about be clearing up.
Tonight, the weather will be partly cloudy with overnight lows mainly in the low 70s. Very little chance for rain on Friday, though an isolated shower may pop up. High temps will be in the upper 80s. Now, for the weekend, everything changes. We have high rain chances, or at least a little on the high side for Saturday at 60%. So look for some scattered thunderstorms, and then the rain chance on Sunday is 50%. I'm meteorologist Ellen Strom with your first warning WEAR News weather forecast.
All right, thank you very much, Alan. Appreciate that. 5:39 here at News Radio Pensacola. Still no comments yet from Manhattan DA Alvin Bragg. There is a camera trained on his podium there, so when Fox News interrupts their programming to join his, we will do the same there. We are getting some reaction from Florida Congressman Matt Gaetz today in the aftermath of the conviction, saying on X, quote, "This verdict is the corrupt result of a corrupt trial, corrupt judge, and a corrupt DA. We will stand with President Trump now more than ever to save the country." Also coming up here next hour, reaction from Senator Marco Rubio, who was on with Fox News a moment ago. Austin, anything exciting happening in sports tonight?
Actually, yes, several things, Joe.
We did do national news, didn't we?
Yeah, I think we did. Hold on, let me look. Yeah, we did.
Okay, we're good.
All righty.
Busy day, man.
Yeah, we're professionals, I swear. Let's see, a lot going on in sports tonight, though, starting with the Women's College World Series. We got a scoreboard update here. It's a double elimination. Let's see, number 6 UCLA beat number 14 Alabama 4-1, and number 2 Oklahoma beat number 10 Duke 9-1, so two pretty heavily favored teams there. Texas faces Stanford. That's going to be at 6 o'clock on ESPN, so in about 20 minutes. We'll have an update on that next hour. And number 4 Florida versus number 5 Oklahoma State, 8:30 p.m. on ESPN2. Oh, and by the way, if I didn't say it, Texas and Stanford, that's the one playing the 8, so that's one you're not going to want to miss.
All right.
Let's see. NBA, we've got Mavs at Timberwolves at 7:30 on TNT. Timberwolves trying to make a comeback here, make it 3-2.
NHL. They're at home, right? Game 5? They're at home.
Yes, they are at home. So they're going to have a chance.
Big
that's
game.
For darn sure.
Yep.
And then in the NHL, it's Panthers at Rangers at 7 o'clock on ESPN right after we get done here tonight. And also, we'll give a score update on this in the next hour. Braves versus Nationals. That's going to get underway in just about 40 minutes at 6:20. A few quick headlines here. The Dolphins agreeing to a contract extension with wide receiver Jalen Waddle. It's a 3-year, $84.75 million deal, including $76 million guaranteed. The average annual value is the fourth highest amongst wide receivers and the third most in guarantees, so he's getting his payday, that's for sure. Chiefs D lineman Isaiah Bugs turned himself into Tuscaloosa County Jail and was, you know, released on $600 bond shortly after, but it was for mistreating dogs, according to ESPN. The dogs were found on the porch of an allegedly vacant home without food or water and appeared malnourished, with one of the dogs ultimately being euthanized, unfortunately. And then real quick in golf, Auburn's men's golf team held off Florida State yesterday to win their first NCAA men's golf title. Man, at least Florida State's got baseball. Their basketball wasn't great. Got jobbed in football and now in golf, falling right at the finish line. So yeah. It's a tough few months to be a Seminole for sure.
Yeah, absolutely. 5:41 here at News Radio Pensacola, taking a look at health, business, and science notes today. The world's largest digital camera is going global. Scientists in California just shipped it to Chile after spending 20 years working on it. The camera is the size and weight of a small car and now sits atop a mountain. Officials call it the last piece of the puzzle for an observatory that'll start a decade-long study of the solar system and Milky Way late next year. The goal is to catalog about 37 billion objects. How would you like to look, if you could, like, have the chance to go there and actually look into the camera? I'm assuming it's not like a regular camera where you just, you know, look through things. Oh, look, there's that.
Yeah.
But being able to see Jupiter or Saturn with such clear pictures. I mean, I love seeing pictures like that.
That's cool. I mean, that would be awesome because it's just unprecedented technology.
You know, one day I do remember, I think it was an observatory, but we didn't actually go inside the observatory. Maybe we did. I don't remember. This was a long time ago. But I distinctly remember being able to see Saturn. And it, you know, you could make out like the outline. It wasn't like you could see, you know, the moons and just the rings in definition. But it was cool to be able to, with my naked eye, look in a telescope and see the outline of Saturn and clearly define, okay, that is the globe, and that's the rings around it. So that was pretty cool.
Oh, no, yeah. Space is something we take for granted, but when you really stop and think about it, it's quite amazing that that's just all out there somewhere. Yeah. Let's see. Four people have been arrested in what European authorities are calling the largest ever operation against botnets. Europol says over 100 internet servers that were being used to install malware were either taken down or disrupted in the international operation carried out this week. A spokesperson for Germany's federal police says the arrests were made in Armenia and Ukraine, and that one of the main suspects earned over $74 million in cryptocurrency by renting out criminal infrastructure sites to deploy ransomware.
Let's go ahead and do traffic right now, because I think Alvin Bragg is going to come up any moment here.
All righty. Pine Forest Road traveling northbound towards 9 Mile and southbound towards I-10 still giving us some trouble. Gulf Beach Highway traveling westbound towards Fairfield Drive. Gulf Breeze Parkway traveling eastbound towards Oriole Beach and Avalon Boulevard traveling southbound towards Gulf Breeze Parkway. And Navarre Parkway traveling westbound towards Highway 87.
Partly cloudy overnight with lows in the low 70s, highs Friday, upper 80s. We'll see a mix of sun and clouds, and there's just a real small chance for an isolated shower on Friday, but rain chances go up for the weekend, 60% on Saturday and 50% on Sunday. I'm meteorologist Ellen Strom with your first warning WEAR News weather forecast.
A few other business notes. Taco Bell's Cheez-It collaboration. It's going nationwide on June 6th. That's like a week ago from, or a week from tomorrow, today, right? For a yes. limited time, the Big Cheez-It Tostada and Big Cheez-It Crunchwrap Supreme will be on menus across the U.S. Taco Bell says the items overwhelmingly received positive reaction in test markets.
And Walgreens is lowering prices on more than 1,300 of its items for its Summer of Savings. It joins competitors Target, Michaels, Walmart, and Amazon in announcing thousands of price cuts. The items range from vitamins to potato chips to swimming goggles.
5:45 here at News Radio Pensacola, taking a look at some pop culture notes today. The Mega Millions jackpot is now up to over $500 million. No winner Tuesday night, drawing of $489 million, so the jackpot's rolling over. Next drawing is on Friday night, worth an estimated $522 million.
And the Scripps National Spelling Bee Finals are tonight. Eight finalists will compete for the title. The event will be broadcasted on ION starting at 7 o'clock.
Yes, very excited about the National Spelling Bee. I love the words that, you know, the kids have to spell. Yep. And I love the always having the chance of some weird moments that we all remember.
Well,
Mishra returns.
Numna.
What'd you call me? Numbnuts? What?
Numbnut.
Numna is a felt or sheepskin pad placed between a horse's back and the saddle to prevent chafing. Can I say it and then you say it?
Yeah.
Numna.
Oh, Numna.
There it is. Yeah, it was Numna, not Numnut. All right, a perfect transition here.
Yes.
5:46 on News Radio Pensacola. DA Alvin Bragg is at the podium. We'll join that live.
Good evening. First and foremost, I want to thank the jury for its service. Jurors perform a fundamental civic duty. Their service is literally the cornerstone of our judicial system. We should all be thankful for the careful attention that this jury paid to the evidence and the law and their time and commitment over these past several weeks. 12 everyday New Yorkers and of course our alternates heard testimony from 22 witnesses, including former and current employees of the defendant, media executives, book publishers, custodians of records, and others. They reviewed call logs, text messages, and emails. They heard recordings. They saw checks and invoices, bank statements, and calendar appointments. This type of white-collar prosecution is core to what we do at the Manhattan District Attorney's Office. In the 1930s, District Attorney Thomas Dewey ushered in the era of the modern independent professional prosecutor. For now nearly 90 years, dedicated professionals in this office have built upon that fine tradition. A major part of our practice during that nearly 90 years has been public integrity work, including cases involving jurists, local and state electeds, public servants, and others. I want to thank this phenomenal prosecution team, embodying the finest traditions of this office: professionalism, integrity, dedication, and service. They are model public servants, and I am proud and humbled to serve side by side with them. The 12 everyday jurors vowed to make a decision based on the evidence and the law, and the evidence and the law alone. Their deliberations led them to a unanimous conclusion, beyond a reasonable doubt, that the defendant, Donald J. Trump, is guilty of 34 counts of falsifying business records in the first degree to conceal a scheme to corrupt the 2016 election. And while this defendant may be unlike any other in American history, we arrived at this trial and ultimately today at this verdict in the same manner as every other case that comes through the courtroom doors, by following the facts and the law and doing so without fear or favor. I want to conclude by expressing deep gratitude to the NYPD and the officers of the Office of Court Administration for securing the courthouse, all of our safety, making sure that the courthouse and all of the other matters that are important in their own right continued seamlessly. They will continue to be and have always been incredible partners. Thank you.
All right. That was Alvin Bragg reacting to the civil hush money trial. Trump found guilty on all 34 counts. We'll take a quick break, about 5:51 here when we return. Maybe some pop culture notes, wacky, weird, and some good news when we come back. You're listening to Pensacola Right Now on News Radio Pensacola.
This is Pastor Carl Gallops of the Hickory Hammock Baptist Church in Milton, Florida. Are you and your family looking for a church that when Sunday morning rolls around, you can say, oh, good, it's time to go to church? Well, let me invite you to consider worshiping with us at Hickory Hammock Baptist Church, where multiplied hundreds of people say these very words every Sunday. We are doctrinally sound, featuring the exaltation of Jesus Christ and the clear contextual preaching of the Bible. The Bible is made relevant and exciting. You're convicted, challenged, encouraged, and uplifted at the same time. We have premier youth ministries, children's ministries, senior adult ministries, Bible studies, and missions outreach. We have a team of pastoral counselors offering guidance for your Christian and family life. You can find out everything you'd want to know about us on our huge and highly interactive website at hickoryhammockbaptist.org. Let me give you an open invitation to worship at Hickory Hammock Baptist Church this Sunday morning. And then the next Sunday, you'll say, oh good, it's time to go to church. I kid you not, regular members and even first-time guests say it every single Sunday.
Join Stephen Schmidt, Marine Service Technology Instructor at Georgetown Technical College, on the Pensacola Expert Panel tomorrow at 10 a.m. Key Marine Center is sponsoring the show. When Key Marine needs to hire Marine Service Technicians, they hire students from Georgetown Technical College. It's a dream team, so join them tomorrow at 10 a.m. on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Hey, Andrew McKay. Here on the Pensacola Morning News, we talked extensively about a really significant keynote speech that was given by retired four-star Navy Admiral Harry Harris at the Navy Days Gala at the museum, and a very interesting speech about U.S. foreign policy and international relations, China, Taiwan, North Korea, Russia, Ukraine, Israel. Very interesting. We've podcast the whole speech on our Facebook page, and also you can listen to my commentary on the podcast page at newsradio923.com.
News Radio Pensacola on 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620. Informative, local, dependable.
Pensacola right now on News Radio Pensacola. Just about 5:55 here. We'll get one last quick check of the roads and weather for this hour. Let's see. If you are traveling northbound on Pine Forest Road towards 9 Mile, still got some backups there. Same if you're traveling southbound on Pine Forest towards I-10. Hopefully, as we get into hour 3, both of those lanes will die down there. Let's see. Gulf Beach Highway, we're still dealing with some very minor issues if you're traveling westbound towards Fairfield Drive. Gulf Breeze Parkway, the congestion has greatly lessened, but we're still dealing with some pretty heavy backups if you are traveling eastbound, coming from the core Gulf Breeze area closer to Oriole Beach. Avalon Boulevard, traveling southbound towards Gulf Breeze Parkway, still got some backups in that area. And the same can be said with Navarre Parkway if you're traveling westbound towards Highway 87. Outside of those few spots, though, there's not much that's going to hold you up.
Partly cloudy overnight with lows in the low 70s, highs Friday, upper 80s. We'll see a mix of sun and clouds, and there's just a real small chance for an isolated shower on Friday, but rain chances go up for the weekend, 60% on Saturday and 50% on Sunday. I'm meteorologist Alan Strum with your first warning WEAR News weather forecast.
All right, thank you very much, Alan. Appreciate it. 5:55 here at News Radio Pensacola. Of course, last segment heard from Manhattan District Attorney Alvin Bragg there. Just after 4 o'clock this afternoon here local time, the verdict in and guilty on all counts for former President Donald Trump. Sentencing scheduled to be July 11th, and according to Fox News's ticker, he is expected to hold a news conference tomorrow at 10 a.m. our time. So we'll, I'm sure, carry that live. Earlier in the program, we carried his statements live after leaving the courtroom. He didn't take questions from reporters, but did make a statement about 3 minutes long, reiterating a lot of what he said throughout this, is that it's a sham, it's politically motivated, it's the Biden administration is behind this to not only keep him off the campaign trail, but to also, in the run-up to November's election, be able to say that the Republican nominee is a convicted felon, and Trump saying that the real verdict will be on Election Day in November. So coming up next hour, we'll replay his statements as DA Alvin Bragg just wrapping up his news conference here 4 minutes before the top of the next hour. Looking here at some pop culture wacky stories and good news, this one was hilarious. I don't know if you got to see the video of this or not, but it was awesome. A Michigan man with a suspended driver's license is in trouble after he logged into a Zoom court hearing where his attorneys were trying to get him charges dropped.
Yeah.
And guess what he was doing?
Well, I'm going to say he was driving, Joe.
Yes. A video of the hearing shows the defendant, Corey Harris, dialing into the Zoom call inside a car that was moving.
Mr. Harris, hello? Are you driving?
Actually, I'm pulling into my doctor's office, actually. I'm parking right now.
Actually,
this
that
is a driving with a license suspended.
That is correct, Your Honor.
And he was just driving, and he didn't have a license.
That is with the charges, Your Honor, yes.
He's suspended, and he's just driving.
That is correct, Your Honor.
I don't even know why he would do that. So defendant's bond is revoked in this matter. Defendant is to turn himself into the Washtenaw County Jail by 6 p.m. today. Failure to turn himself in will result in a bench warrant with no bond.
Oh, my God. Why do bad things happen to good people? You know, Steve mentioned this on Memorial Day when we were covering a story about a criminal. He said, it's like some people just want to get arrested. And, like, this dude, as the judge said, are you serious? Did he really just do that? That's insane.
Yeah, go watch the video. It's awesome.
A video of a UFO sighting at the Bethpage Air Show on Long Island over the weekend has people talking. The video shows a small spherical object flying across the sky at lightning speed during the Blue Angels performance on Friday. The sphere's appearance in the video lasts for only a millisecond. A report filed with the National UFO Reporting Center says the object was as high as 41,000 feet. Wow.
Yeah, the image is on our Facebook page. I know Andrew shared that earlier this morning, but yeah, pretty interesting there. You can see the Blue Angel jet that's in the sky, and then to its right is this little object that people are talking about there. So pretty interesting. Good news today, Max Preps naming a Pace softball player as Florida's Player of the Year. That's Jaden Hevener, a senior pitcher who just led the Patriots to a state title. On the season, she was 25-2 with a 322 strikeouts. That's a lot.
Yes.
Also batting .434 with 12 home runs in last week's 2-0 win in the state championship game. Not only did she pitch a shutout, not only did she have 16 strikeouts in the shutout, she also hit the home run that had the two runs. So literally doing everything.
Yeah,
she'll be playing softball at LSU. So congratulations, Jaden, and much success in your next step of the journey.
Definitely. And a guy in England is in the news after he installed a little free library outside his house, but for DVDs instead of books. And he made it look like a tiny Blockbuster store.
That's all. It is. It's very cool.
And when you open the two front doors, you'll see two rows of DVDs and even some soda cans and bags of candy, too. That's very awesome.
A couple in England going viral on TikTok. They got married this month. The bride loves penguins. So her new husband surprised her by bringing one in to serve as the ring bearer.
Man, that would get me swooning.
No, it would. 5:59, Channel 3 News at 6 coming up now.